This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, everybody. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome back, guys, ladies, and freaking gentlemen. I am back, and I am ready to chat it up. Now, I want to talk about something really quick, and this is a little bit of self-promo, so just prepare yourselves. I'm going to try to make it fun. It's not that fun, but my vlogs are coming back. I want to talk to you guys about that. A lot of you guys always ask me to make like vlogs, and you guys are always asking me to post new content and everything like that. And it's a very tiring thing to do. Vlogging is a very, very difficult thing to do. And I think I guess we can touch on like the Jake Paul thing and everything like that, and all these YouTubers who try to do daily vlogging. It's literally emotionally draining. You are daily vlogging, and then you're kind of editing your life to make it seem interesting. Not that you're trying to make it look perfect or you're trying to make it look different than what it is. You were just trying to make it entertaining to watch. And sometimes your day is not entertaining. Sometimes we have days where it's just literally just average. So I want to make it clear that I'm not going to be daily vlogging. There's going to be no daily vlogging that is happening here. I am simply just going to be vlogging every now and then. I do a lot of cool things almost every day. But my whole day isn't amazing. My whole day isn't go, 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 go. I am go, 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 go. But a lot of the times, like, I wake up at 8 today and I sit down and I do some work. Can you necessarily see that work? No. Am I editing? Am I recording a podcast? Yeah. I'm doing a lot of stuff. Am I talking to cool brands? Yeah. I'm trying to get really, really cool stuff for you guys. And am I trying to make new merch and get it on sale? Yeah. Of course. But not every single day is going to be, oh my God, oh, that's so sick to watch, blah, blah, blah. And I can't do that. I can't have that drive. And I especially can't sit down and edit it because I will go sane. Insane. I'm sane now. I think I'm sane. I don't know. Listen, I'm just not going to be sane when I do it. If I have to sit down every single day and edit my life from the day before, like, think about that. Really try to think about that and think if you were going to be okay afterwards, because the answer is no. But I want to announce that, and I don't want people to think I'm like this greedy human being, because my friends, my very, very close friend didn't understand this. I'm a very, very hard worker. If you think that YouTubers do not work hard, then please just listen. The people who make these videos and have merch and have podcasts and have 2 channels and have an Instagram, you have no idea how hard we work to hustle. You have no idea how scary it is to not know if you have a paycheck for the month. And I'm not saying that I make money. I'm not saying that anybody makes money. I'm not talking about money right now. I'm talking about the hustle. We work so freaking hard because we don't know when the internet is going to go down. We don't. There's literally no chance in knowing that it's going to be there tomorrow. Sometimes, you know, it. Is there a dog whining? That's just really sad. I seriously need to move out. This is, I can't do this anymore. My neighbors aren't loud, but it's just, I want to create so much content. And I've been like trying to film this and record this for a very long time now, since like probably 8 a.m., but it's 9:53 a.m. now, and my dog is whining. And again, it's about that hustle. Like, I woke up and I tried to hustle today because that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to wake up, I wanted to hustle, I wanted to get it. And I want to give you guys great content, but you know, you can't do that in some areas. And for example, vlogging, I can't do it because I literally can't sit there and edit myself. And this isn't the main reason why I got what I got. I'm trying to say it and make it like special and not anticlimactic, but I can't even say that word. I tried to avoid it, as you could probably hear, but I literally couldn't even say it. I don't want to call them an intern, but I got like a creative director, which is pretty freaking cool. And I'm going to introduce you to her very soon. Maybe I'll have her on the podcast sometime soon. If you guys would like her on the podcast and her to talk about how I would love to hear her, because recently she realized that I'm kind of more of a normal human being and not everything that you see on video. And she thought it was going to be a little bit different than what it was. And so I would love to have her on to talk about that. So if you'd like that, make sure you tweet me or DM me saying, hey, get the intern on the podcast. We want to meet her. We want to know everything, blah, blah, blah. And I will definitely have her pop on here. But yeah, no, she's amazing. And she is actually, she sat down, and the reason why I even like, okay, I'm going to stop stuttering. I was looking for an intern for a very long time, and I didn't necessarily know where to find them. So I started interviewing a lot of people. I interviewed like 10 to 15 people at Equator Coffee. And I realize now that I look like a player, because I wanted a girl intern. I'd work better with estrogen. That's just the way I am. I'm a mama's boy. I like talking to women. I like the way women think, and women watch my videos. So I would like to have a woman's opinion. So I would interview a bunch of them, and just nobody ever fit. They were all amazing people. They just never fit. And then this girl came along, and she has to do a photo shoot, and she brought a cloud. Her name is Harmony. I'm not going to say her name. Her name is Harmony, a beautiful girl, lovely girl. And she came and she brought a DIY cloud. And I literally was wowed. I was like, oh my God. Okay. Yep. Yep. And then she was like, yeah, I want to do more work. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to edit. I want to do it. And I was like, hold on, do you want a project? And then I told her like a video idea, and she came up with the best like way to film it. And I was like, oh my God, this might be the one. And I pitched the idea to her, and she was so down. And so I don't want to call her my intern. I want to call her my creative director. She's helping a lot with the videos, but she literally sat down and she was like, I want to edit. And I was like, you want to do what? Okay, dog, chill. Shut the – no. Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to come back in a second. I absolutely love dogs. I want a dog so freaking badly, and I'm a great trainer. Like, my dog is an absolute genius. I take pride in my training. I think I'm a good owner. Right now, I cannot own a dog, or I'm looking at one. The right one needs to come. But yeah, no. Right now, dogs need to shut up. What was I talking about? Oh, ADHD. I need to – wait. Let me go listen back. Wait. No. I see. Okay. One sec. Yes. Harmony. So Harmony is going to she said she wanted to edit. So I was like, well, do you want to edit vlogs? And she was like, yeah, I really want to edit vlogs. And I was like, oh, okay. And so the vlogs are coming back, which is super exciting. Okay. We're 7 minutes. I've only talked about vlogs. I apologize. The vlogs are coming back. Just stay tuned. Joey Kidney Vlogs. You guys ask for them all the time, but you never know where to find them. Joey Kidney Vlogs is where to go. Search it on YouTube. Now, Instagram. I would love for you guys to keep up to date with me on Instagram and give me ideas to talk about on the podcast and everything like that. And that's a way that I can interact with you guys. And well, I can't do it here, so I can reply to you guys and comment back to you guys. I can DM you guys. You can DM me, like everything. You can give me ideas on like what to talk in the next podcast. Just follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney, and hopefully we can chat it up soon. Now, what I wanted to talk about today, which is kind of what I already touched on, is the importance of waking up early and being motivated. So there's a huge difference to just wake. A lot of people wake up early and they think they're this superhuman being because, oh my God, I woke up at, excuse me, I woke up at 6:30 a.m. What'd you do? And it's just like, shut up. Nobody cares that you woke up at the ass crack of dawn. You're just tired the entire day. What are you doing with your day? What about your day is motivating to me? Why is it going to change my day knowing that you woke up so early? Literally, if there is no impact that you have on the world for waking up that early other than your well-being, then I don't care. I don't. Do you care? Listen, the vlogs that are like, oh my God, you need to be an early bird because like it's just so much better. Why? List out the reasons. There's no benefit other than unless you are doing something with your life. Literally, if you're just waking up and being tired and drinking so much more coffee in order to stay awake the entire day, you are slowly killing yourself. You are not treating your body well at all. If you need sleep, take your sleep. You're not lacking in life if you sleep, you know? If you need more sleep than the other person, understand that. We all work differently. You don't need to be up so early because Johnny does it. And other than like school and work and stuff like that, obviously. But like you don't need to compete against other people. Or you don't need to live other people's lives in order to impress them or impress yourself. Oh my God. So I actually brought water this time, so it's like not as weird. But Gary V just said, and I was just watching his Trash Talk episode. Oh, whoa. Sorry, I got an update on my computer. Gary V just said this one line, and it's like, early bird gets the worm, but the smart snail gets the score. And I thought that was amazing. And I think I don't know if it's a saying or if he made it up or anything like that. And it's just like, nobody wants a worm. You can be an early bird. That's amazing. But make sure you're benefiting your life and you're doing well for yourself in order to, well, wake up that early. Like there's countless times where people just, I don't know, either wake up or sleep in way too late. It's the same thing. Like what about that is benefiting your life? If you're a person who lives off 5 hours of sleep, live off 5 hours of sleep. If you're a person who needs to live off 12, well, I mean, you should probably like figure that out. I know what is the proper amount, like 7 to 12 or 8 to 10. I don't freaking know. I should know. My mom's a nurse, but I think understanding how much sleep you need in order to be productive and be successful is very important. Like I think that's an amazing thing to research in your life, so that you know that hey, if you went out for a night of drinking or if you went out for a night with friends, didn't even drink, how late can you stay out? What's your time limit? Like, what is it? Sorry, I had to burp. We always burp on the podcast. Welcome to it. If you're not already followed or if you're not already subscribed, make sure you do so. And more burps will be coming soon. Ladies and gentlemen, now we are going to talk about working out. So I think working out is a great way to stay motivated. A lot of people always ask me, how do you stay motivated? How do you do what you do? Well, I work for myself. And the only way I can pay my rent is if I work. You have to understand that. I work so hard to get food on my table. Like, there's no guarantee that there is going to be food on my table. And if I make no money tomorrow, I'm living off of savings. And I don't have much. I don't have any savings. So, I mean, I do because I'm a little bit smart. But, like, the idea is that I don't have savings, okay? Because I have to work so hard. And in order to stay positive, in order to stay healthy, I have to work out. And the reason why I work out is because I know that I have seasonal depression. I know I have depression. I know I have anxiety. I know I have all that crap. Now, the reason why I work out is because it takes my mind off all of those. And it releases that all the positive endorphins into my brain, which allow me to – I believe the body is like gears. So if your feet are moving, then your thighs are moving, then your abs are going to be moving, your heart's pumping, and then your brain is turning. And I think in order for one gear to go, the other gear has to go. So if you're constantly just using your brain and you're just – like you're sitting on the couch and you're just – your brain is going, it's working so hard to push all the other gears. When if you're running or if you're walking or if you're moving, those gears are being fluent. Those gears are moving by themselves because your feet are moving, your thighs are moving, your heart is moving. Everything is moving. So I think it's so important to keep moving and stay active in order for your brain to stay healthy because it is basically feeding off of all the movement. And if you don't, literally, I wish you guys could see me right now because I'm Italian, so we talk a lot with our hands, and I'm literally doing all the hand motions right now. It looks like a dance move. I'm going to be the new dance king of 2019. It's 2018. God damn it. Well, I tried. But working out is such a great thing because whether it's lifting weights or just running or walking or doing simple stuff, spinning, whatever it is, I really, really highly recommend it, especially for staying motivated and getting up and being motivated, not just getting up early, but getting up and doing something with your life. It is so important. And I think if you get up, you don't have to, like, I work out at night. I work out at like 11 p.m. because I know nobody's going to be in the gym. Nobody's there. I can do all my own stuff. I'm going to look like an idiot, but I can do it, and I can do it right, and I can do it my way. And then I can wake up the next morning and I'm like, oh yeah, I had a good workout last night. Sometimes feeling sore is so good because you know you did it properly. And then just going about your day. Or you can wake up in the morning, and I do this too. And it's – I normally – like my morning routine is if I work out, I normally wake up. I do some work. I like watch a video. I listen to some music or whatever like that. And I get in the zone. I get up. I stretch. I like crack my neck or something like that. I do a couple push-ups just to like get my blood flowing. Then I go over to the kitchen. I cook something up like super quick. I'll cook up like 2 eggs or something. And I'll eat that and I'll get ready and I'll go down the gym and I'll work out. Now, if you understand, like, if you just listen, I did a lot of things in that amount of time. I'm not saying get up and go to the gym right away. I'm saying get up, prepare yourself. You don't want to injure yourself. So stretch a little bit, get your blood flowing, get that body moving, and then go to the gym. Nobody's saying that you have to do things so quickly. So that's why I'm saying, like, sometimes always waking up early and not being motivated and not doing the right thing is not always the best thing to do, you know? Because there's a lot of people who just wake up and like go. And I think, like, especially like business people who go to work, if you're just like you, I think you should create a routine for yourself that makes you like waking up early. If you're just waking up early to go to work and you're just dreading it the entire time, you're going to have to do that for so many years. And then you're going to be depressed. And then your kids are probably not going to have a good person to look up to. So I think creating a routine for yourself in order to like yourself waking up that early or being motivated to wake up that early is really, really important. But back to my morning routine, I wake up and I eat something and then I go to the gym and then I come back and I eat more. I believe that eating a lot, let's say smaller portions or more normal portions, I think eating a lot is very healthy. I have a high metabolism, so I need to eat a lot. I really enjoy eating. So, I mean, I'm not complaining at all. Now, wow, little did I know my next topic was going to be eating properly. Listen, a lot of people think I'm super healthy. One time I went to the convention and they thought it was like vegan. Not saying that vegan is super healthy. I know a lot of unhealthy vegans. The amount of vegans that I know that are unhealthy are, well, there's more of them than there are of just normal carnivores or normal, I don't know, people who eat just people who don't have dietary restrictions. Okay, let's say that. Because a lot of people in veganism don't understand that there's a lot of sugar. You need to get a lot of your vitamins elsewhere. You have to get so much protein elsewhere in order to keep your body healthy. There's certain things that you've trained your body to need for, say, 18 years or 16 years of your life that you just deprived it of for a year or whatever it is, a couple months. And so a lot of people find themselves getting depressed because they're not eating the right things that their body needs, and they're not taking supplements, and they're not taking vitamins and all that crap. And they don't understand that, hey, whoa, we're missing it. We need it. And we're like, people aren't taking it. So sometimes, like, don't think like, I hate this. Beauty gurus suck at this. Listen, they just follow trends. So sometimes just, you know, if this beauty guru number one is like, oh yeah, I found this coconut. It's like amazing. You don't even have to eat protein. Like, oh my God, you just eat a coconut a day and you're full. And then freaking beauty guru B or whatever does the same thing. And then she promotes it. And I think it's awful. Do your freaking research. There are so many. And I just say beauty gurus because, like, I happen to know the community a little bit. And, well, I see it in their vlogs. And it's just like, there's no way you're healthy. There's so many fitness advocates in the beauty guru community that are literally just not eating and they're starving their bodies. That is so unhealthy. Don't do that. You don't fucking promote that. That pisses me off because there's so many kids watching your channel, so many girls that are watching your channel and thinking, oh my God, okay, that's how you get the perfect butt. That's how we get the perfect boobs, perfect lips. We got to get lip injections, of course. And then, well, we just don't eat and we're perfect. Like, fuck off. Like, eat. If you want, if you like milk, drink it. If you like cheese, eat it. If you like meat, eat it. If that's how you get your protein, do it. Okay? Listen, I'm not saying don't be vegan. I don't care if you're vegan. I'm just saying be freaking healthy, and not for the world, for yourself, for your body. Everybody's body is different. Okay? So stop listening to just everybody online. And I know this is kind of hypocritical because I'm saying this, but all I'm saying is listen to yourself and listen to your body and stop just believing whatever you see online. If you think taking one of these certain vitamins a day is going to like cure freaking, I don't know, poverty or cancer, or, you know, just like there's so many things that we believe that are online that are just very false. So make sure you do your research and don't just believe every brand deal you see that a beauty guru gets, because a lot of time the products that they promote are just not good at all because they just want that quick buck. And I'm not saying everyone's like that. I'm not trying to call them all out. I've seen it a lot. They just, beauty gurus happen to do a lot of like product placement because that's what their whole channel is literally about. It's all based off of products. So just make sure you do your research on those, because I think eating properly is an amazing, like, it's such an important thing that I don't think we even look at or even pay attention to. So, and I'm not saying like I eat perfectly, because I don't. I eat a lot of carbs. And I mean, I love carbs for my carbs. I don't know how to say it like that, but for my body specifically, I love eating carbs. I think it's great. I get a lot of energy. I love pasta. And with that energy, like, here's how it works. Okay. Yes, I have a high metabolism, but if I put these carbs in my body and I cook it right, and did you know that if you cook pasta a certain way, al dente, I don't know the scientists, whatever reason behind it, but basically it releases a certain amount of glucose into your body, the right amount, and that is the healthy amount. So you can't get fat off pasta. You can get fat off the sauce. That's a very unhealthy way to eat, is the sauce. If you eat chicken, fettuccine Alfredo, don't. Okay, that's such an unhealthy sauce, because literally that's just cheese, and it's just salt, and it's just not that good for you. But if you're eating like a pesto or even just like an oil and garlic or a basil or even just tomato sauce or arrabbiata or bolognese and stuff like that, I think that's very good for you. Now, my body loves energy, so if I put that energy in my body, it makes me want to go work out. So sometimes eating stuff like that makes you want to go do better stuff for your body. And that nobody told me this. Literally, I didn't watch a video about this saying, hey, you need to eat more carbs. So then, blah, blah. No, they would never say that, because they think of this idealistic version of the perfect body. And well, what I do is not in it. But yet, I feel like I'm pretty healthy. I know I'm healthy. Yeah. I was trying to think if I said anything wrong there. But I don't know. I think I'm very healthy, and I'm going to do a little bit more promo here. I have a show in Orlando. So anyone who lives in Florida, on November 2nd, I have a show in Orlando, and I'm holding it at a coffee shop. So about in August, I had a show in Ottawa, and I held it at a coffee shop, and my perfect show, and this a dream came true. My perfect show is to have everybody sit down, come for a family dinner. I love family dinner. So if somebody can, I want everybody to come for a family dinner, and then we do a show, and then we have some coffee. And literally that came true. So in Orlando, this is why I'm talking about eating properly, because I'm going to feed you properly. You're going to come in. I'm going to give you some water. Okay. You can get water whenever you want, but I'm feeding you pasta. Okay. I don't care. I love pasta. I'm feeding us pasta, some salad, some breadsticks, and water. And we're going to chow down, and then we're going to go over to the show, and I'm going to perform. Well, I'm not going to perform. I'm going to give a TED talk, and then my friend Matt Walden is coming to perform. And then I'm bringing in my ex-girlfriend, which is also my best friend. Her name is Danielle Carolyn. And we're going to have a juicy conversation. You're going to be able to ask us some questions. And then we're going to have some coffee, and we're going to do a meet and greet. This is a live show. This is an actual thing. If you live in Florida, tickets start at $5 and they end at $100. So literally, you can get a $5 ticket. You can get a $25 ticket. You can get a $50 ticket. You can get a $100 ticket. There's so many different types, and I think they fit everybody. So I truly recommend, if you are in Florida, November 2nd. I'm doing a show. Please come. The tickets are everywhere. Every social media, I promote it. It's in all my videos. Come. You can find the tickets. So yeah, I'm going to feed you properly. Now, another thing about, well, being motivated waking up early is music. I mentioned that I listen to a lot of music. My friend just came up with a new song, and this is not an ad. This is not a brand deal. He didn't pay me to say this. I just love it so much. His name is Matt Walden, and his song is called Catch Me If You Can. And it's amazing. I love it so much. I played it on my new speakers that I got recently, and it's so good. It fills the room, and it's the song is just beautiful. So I really highly recommend that for the song of the day. And next, the reason why I brought up music is I have a song out with Matt Walden. It's called Milestone. It is at 9. Actually, let's look it up really quick. Momentarily, while I look this up, you guys think about, oh my God, Joey's saying all this crap and he, this is scary. Milestone is at 957,394 plays on Spotify, and we want it to a million. So stream it on repeat. Stream it to a million. It's called Milestone. It's with my best friend Matt Walden. It's amazing. The actual album that I released, a three-song EP, is at like 1.5 million streams. I would love to get Milestone up to a million plays. That would be amazing. And the next thing I'm going to talk about quickly, this will be the last thing, is motivated for school. A lot of people go to school, and I don't go to school anymore. I haven't gone to school in a hot minute. But what I recommend for you to do is understand that school is school, okay? Understand, I really want you to, whenever you have an issue or you have a complaint, I want you to try to understand that complaint. Why is it eating at you? Why is it picking at you so much? Why can you not deal with it? What is wrong with that one complaint that is picking at you so much where you literally, you can't breathe, you can't sleep, whatever it is? Why? What about it is eating at your mind? Okay, I want you to genuinely think about that. Because school, think about this. Where are all your friends from? Probably 90% of your friends, if you're in a high school right now, 90% of your friends are from school. Probably the other 10% are from sports, if you play sports, or if you're in theater or anything like that. What is it called? An extracurricular activity? No, that's in school, right? Recreational sports or activities like that. That's where the other 10% comes from. But 90% of your friends are probably from school. So you have school to thank. And the reason why you're friends with them in school is because you're going through the exact same thing as them. You have to understand that they are going through the exact same problem or situation as you. So that's why you're able to relate. The best way we relate is sadly through pain. We love being in pain because we can talk about it and we can relate with one another. So being in school, we go through a lot of what, air quote, pain, because we think we are being attacked by a school board when really we're getting educated. You are getting educated. You are understanding how to speak English. Now, I'm bad at it, okay? I've learned a lot in school, but I also got a lot of head injuries, so I didn't go to school as much, okay? So that's my out for whenever I sound really dumb. So yes. But if you go to school, you have no out, because you are like, you have no idea how lucky you are. If you're like, think about this. You are getting taught something, and your only requirement is to sit and try to learn and maybe answer a few questions when you're at home. If that's the biggest thing you have to do, like, it's not that bad. Stop bitching about it. It's school. Yes, bullying is a totally different thing. I'm specifically talking about school and learning. Now, the education system, when I went, I had ADHD. I got in a lot of trouble, all that crap. That sucks, okay? Yeah, it sucks. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to bitch about it because it made me who I am today. Sit here and think, holy crap, school allows us to meet a lot of friends. It allows us to be comfortable, wear what we want to wear, and reasonable, okay? Listen, the school has these certain dress code violations and everything like that because they don't want you – the world's a nasty place, okay? When you go outside, like, I understand that people want to walk outside naked and be all right, but that's just not the world we live in. So smarten up. School prepares you for that in a way. I'm not saying school is 100% amazing. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just trying to say you need to stop bitching about it because you have a lot better than anybody else. If you go to school, or if you go to private school, your parents are, one, loaded, and two, care about you because they want you to have the best education. Or maybe they want to brag about you because you have the best education. Take it. Make fun of your parents and take that. Be smarter than them. Pay attention in class. That bully, hire them when you're a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company. Hire them as a janitor and then spill stuff on the floor. Don't actually spill stuff on the floor. But school is an amazing thing. Stop bitching about it. My name is Joey Kinney. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.